Bagpipe Brothers in the studio with me. That is Alex Bauman and Michael Giddens. Today we kind of feature Alex Bauman in his segments because basketball's his thing, and Final Four. You know, you heard the guys talk on the panel there. You know, you had Charles Barkley, Kenny the Jet Smith, and I'm glad they brought Wright in there as a coach, and then Jay Wright, and then of course you got Clark Kellogg and Ernie Johnson. To me, it's a good group, but all of them talked about how the Final Four is such a spectacle. Not just the fact that it's for the national championship of basketball, but there are four teams there playing for a national championship, not two like every other thing. I guess you could say the College World Series, you got eight teams there. But I'm going to say this too. Charles Barkley said, Alex, that other than the Olympics, it's the best thing he's ever been to.
The Final Four. I've never been to a Final Four, but watching it on television with your team playing in it, North Carolina has been the only team outside of Alabama last year where I've been able to consistently watch the Final Four with my team in it, and that's something you rarely get to experience, and it's a beauty to watch your team be able to win a national championship.
Yeah, I've been alive for 58 years, Giddens, and this is only the second time for me.
Yeah, and if you know, 20 years ago, if you'd said it was going to happen anytime soon, we would have laughed.
Yeah.
As Auburn fans.
I mean, you know, when Tony Barbie was our coach, I was thinking, are we ever even going to win a conference game?
When Tony Barbie was coach, I was also a student, and we would go and they would do events like all you can eat free wings just to try to fill up the student section.
Well, they should have paid you all to go to the game.
They pretty much did, it felt like, yeah.
Wings?
Yeah, all you can eat wings.
How many did you put down?
I put down 21 against South Carolina.
Do we need to call Guinness?
I put up a double double. I was like 21 wings and 10 cups of ranch.
Do we need to call Guinness here? I mean, the World Book of Records. I'm here to tell you, they probably didn't have that the second time go around for you, did they?
No, I mean. My senior year was Bruce's first year, so yeah. At that point, just the excitement of knowing what kind of caliber coach we had changed that from being trying to fill the student section.
They took the wings away then.
you had to wait. But then Bruce did do things like coming out while people are waiting and give out free pizza, so yes. There was that too.
He still does that.
Yeah.
And one thing I'm going to say too that has been just – I don't know, you know, you see a lot of good news stories about all these things and everything, but I did not know this, but when they go on the road – wherever they play, at least three times while they're on the road trip. Did you know that Dylan Cardwell and Chaney Johnson leads prayer studies and Bible studies for this team? And the whole team is involved with it. I know you see the call God thing, and you know, I get that, but it's evident the impact that Bruce Pearl is putting on these young men, not just with basketball. I mean, he's doing it elsewise too. All right. First of all, let's save that game for later. Let's talk about Duke and Houston, okay? Everybody is just looking past this game saying that Duke is going to run the table, they're going to win the national championship, and you know, right now they're probably playing better and may have the best team of the four. But I'm going to tell you what, Houston absolutely spanked a good Tennessee team. Now, Tennessee doesn't score very well. I get it. But Houston not only stopped them from scoring, but Houston started hitting some threes there, Bauman.
They're the best three-point shooting team left in the tournament if you're looking at the percentage. Experienced team, the most disciplined team left. They only play about eight guys, and the three guys that come off the bench are not real scoring threats. Heavily reliant on LJ Cryer, Uzan, and Sharp. But in years past, they've been reliant on that one guy. Last year, it was Jamal Shedd. If Jamal Shedd didn't do anything, Houston, there was nothing they could do to win a basketball game. But this year, if LJ Cryer, when he has that occasional 2-for-12 game or isn't able to do anything offensively, you have guys like Uzan and Sharp who have stepped up in big moments. And you look at the matchup against Duke, Houston has the bigs to match up against Malawach and stop Flag. And that was the big thing against Alabama, where Alabama, they didn't have the size to battle Duke at all. And that was clearly evident in that matchup. But Houston has the size, has the experience, has the discipline, and they'll be a tough out if Duke's going to be able to beat them.
And one other thing I'm going to throw at Giddens here, and I'm not trying to down Duke. I still think they're the best team probably in the left in the tournament. But let's be honest. They're not the Duke of old. And when you look at Florida and you look at Duke, you're not going to see Mike Krzyzewski and Billy Donovan run out of that tunnel. Their two coaches have never been in this situation, okay? Even though the schools have the pedigree, neither one of the coaches do, but Houston does. Kelvin Sampson can coach.
Yeah, I mean, Kelvin Sampson and Bruce Pearl are the only two coaches here that have been to the Final Four, and it's going to be a first national championship for any of the coaches. But you lean on the experience of your coach in this situation. You also have to lean on the experience of the players. Duke, while they're one of the most talented, if not the most talented team left in the tournament, they are the youngest team left in the tournament. And Houston's experience, especially at the guard level, I mean, their guards have played tons of games at the college level. It's just ridiculous the disparity between the amount of games Houston's played and the amount of games Duke's played combined. I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but it's staggering difference. Now, having played the entirety of the season, you always hear freshmen turn into sophomores before the end of the season, but still, that experience is going to play a factor, not just for the players, but for the coach too. This is a tough one. You know, the Vegas betting line has Duke as a bigger favorite than Florida is over Auburn. Duke's the biggest favorite left. But the ESPN matchup predictor has Duke and Houston as a very tight game, and Auburn actually as the biggest favorite of any of the matchups in the Final Four. So ESPN's matchup predictor and Vegas not agreeing with how this is going to play out at all. I mean, this is what happens when you get all the one seeds in the tournament. It's a toss-up.
Yeah, it's chalk, and I got to tell you, it's hard for me to believe you guys weren't alive, but – hard for me to believe that when Houston had, you know, Akeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, Phi Slamajama, that they just didn't get it done. And but Kelvin Sampson's been there. So has Bruce Pearl. I think Auburn will have learned a lot since they were there 5 years ago or 6 years ago. But, hey, we're gonna go ahead and predict this game only. Bauman, Houston, or Duke? Who you got?
I'm going to take Houston to take down Duke, and it's not just because I hate Duke. I just look at Houston, the experience of the leadership of Kelvin Sampson. He's been in these moments before. John Shire has been in the Final Four and won a national championship as a player, but that's a little bit different than being the head coach of the Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah.
I just love the discipline that Houston plays with. Their defense is the best left in the tournament. I don't think Auburn is any close, but the leadership, the veterans – the ability to stop Mala Watch in the paint, who has been a pest all tournament, to take Cooper Flagg out of the game and to prevent the Duke guards from penetrating into the paint, which is what they've hung their hat on this entire tournament run, is getting to the paint, passing out to the perimeter, or dumping it off to Mala Watch for a lob, or being physical with weaker guards, which Houston doesn't have weak guards like Alabama did.
Bauman takes the Cougars. What about you, Say?
I keep going back and forth on this so much. Both these games in the Final Four just are going to be tooth and nail. I don't think anybody gets blown out in this thing. I think it's going to be to the final buzzer in both of them. But I just think that in crunch time, I have seen the Duke players make plays here in this tournament to just consistently stay ahead of the chains, if we're talking in football sense, and just keeping every team they've played just a little bit away from them, so they can't close that gap late. They've got enough scores on consistent scores on their team. You know, everybody talks about Flag, but there's Knepel, there's Proctor, even Sion James can step up and get buckets when he needs to. I think that as good of a team as Houston is defensively, they go through lulls scoring, especially when they get away from the fact that they are a good three-point shooting team and try to force the ball inside constantly. That'll play to Duke's advantage with their size, and I just think that in the end, Duke finds a way to win this one, unfortunately, and Duke advances to the national championship.
So I'm the deciding factor here. I'm going to agree with Bauman, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm a firm believer that whether you're playing football, basketball, even baseball or tiddlywinks, defense wins you championships. Houston is the best defensive team and left in the tournament. I'm going to tell you what I think they do. I think they tell Cooper Flagg, bring it on, get all you want, and they lock down the other four and say, beat me if you can, and that's where I think they win the game. I think Kelvin Sampson will have a game plan for his guys. If they don't get in foul trouble, now, I'm just going to be honest, and I'm not saying this that things are balled or the referees are cheating, but it just does seem to where Duke gets the calls. most of the calls. 50-50 balls are going to make a huge difference in this game, rebounding, offensive rebounding. But here's the thing. If the game is called either in the semifinals or on Monday night and Duke is playing in either one of them and they call it like Duke-Baylor, nobody else has a chance. At one point in time in that game, fouls were 16-5, and Duke had shot 21 free throws and Baylor had shot two. If it's anywhere like that Saturday or Monday, Duke's going home with the trophy. But I believe it'll be called differently and more, I say not more evenly, but I just think that Houston can play without fouling, and Kelvin Sampson's going to let flag. I'm not going to say he's going to let him do whatever he wants, but I'm going to say if he scores, so be it. But they're going to lock down on those four other players, and I believe Houston will be playing on Monday night. I really do. All right, the Backpack Brothers are in with me, and we've been talking Final Four. So now we're going to talk the first game that's going to be happening Saturday, and it's going to be at 5:10. Of course, you can hear the commentary right here at 4:30 as Andy Burcham and, of course, Coach Randall Dickey and all of their staff will be out in San Antonio. You know, I had a chance to go to San Antonio. Could have had
you got to see all those big old women that Charles Barkley talks about.
Yeah, I could eat a turkey leg, I guarantee you. But
all them churros.
Yeah, I there was a couple of reasons that kept me here. But all right, Bauman, this is your segment. I know you're a hater. You're Bam. Did you bring Feinbaum with you today?
I didn't.
Okay, no. Just kidding. What are you seeing? Can Auburn get it done a second time against Florida? We've only played them one time. Listen, and I don't know if this is going to eke into your decision or not, but Florida has not played well the last two games.
That's exactly what I was going to touch on is against UConn, they squeaked by there. In the first half against Maryland, they did not look good at all. In that second half, I think Maryland's depth got to them and Florida was able to run away with it. And then against Texas Tech played miles better than Florida. It took Walter Clayton chucking up shots where Grant McCasland at that point was just like, we're playing the best defense we can. He's just the best basketball player on the court right now. I mean, we can't.
But he was, like you said, he was chunking up shots. That's not going to happen against Auburn, Duke, or Houston. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Walter Clayton is the type of player where he can either win you a basketball game or he can shoot you right out of it. And there's an easy way against Texas Tech where those shots don't fall. And Walter Clayton, there's a whole different narrative around him where he's a shot chucker. He's losing Florida games. But he's been able to win them games because of his ability to make the difficult jump shots. But I don't think he's going to be able to against Auburn. Hoff has been playing really good for Florida. Condon, the big men. But Janiah Broome, Dylan Cardwell especially, this run in the tournament, I think he's been Auburn's MVP of the run outside of Tahad Pettifer.
His defense
on guards, his ability to switch onto him.
His effort
has been
– it's just been incredible.
Something you can't teach in a basketball player. His love for Auburn, the family there, I mean – he has been the MVP for them, and he's going to be the MVP of this game, taking the big men, Condon and Hoff, out of the game. And it's going to take Miles Kelly and Denver Jones and Baker Mazzara to wake up offensively because they have been asleep for the past few games. They have to wake up, but this is the game they do, helping out Janiah Broome, who's still dealing with that injury. But Auburn is going to advance to the national championship.
Giddens, what you say?
I picked Florida at the very beginning to win the whole thing against Duke. Watching Florida in this tournament, you know, they've had close calls. UConn, Texas Tech should have lost to Texas Tech, and it won for Walter Clayton bailing them out, just taking ridiculous shots that every coach in the country would have said no until it went in and said yes. Even though shot selection is a cause of concern for Florida, it's also a cause of concern for Auburn too. Auburn's had very good game control in this tournament, but Auburn's also throughout the entire season had times where Tahad Pettifer just walks down the court and chunks up a three, or CBM gets the ball and tries to ISO his man and then do a step back three, or Miles Kelly takes a pick and roll, and even though they come over the top, he still tries to shoot the three. If we don't fall in love with bad three selection and we move the ball inside, work through Broome, and when Denver's in the game, he plays a good game, stays out of foul trouble, and runs the offense the way we know he can, I don't think that the issues that you saw in the first game rear their ugly head, because I think Auburn playing in the jungle, had the crowd behind them, and started feeling themselves early, because Auburn took a big lead early in that game against Florida and then started just making terrible shot selections. If they play a smart, sound, unselfish game of basketball, I think that this game is for the taking for Auburn. And here's another thing, and I know a lot of people may not agree with me on this, but in that first game at Neville Arena, Florida didn't have Elijah Martin, who's a very key piece for them, a starter. He's played in the Final Four. And while you would say having a player of that caliber is important for your team, that allowed, not having him in that game allowed Florida to play a lot bigger in their rotations than they're used to. They typically go three guard, two forward, but against Auburn they played a lot of 2-3, playing three forwards at a lot of times during that game, and that size bothered Auburn. It got Dylan Cardwell in foul trouble, and it bothered Broome all game defensively. If they switch back to their typical rotation and play Elijah Martin a lot more, I think that benefits Auburn's forwards. I mean, he's a great slasher, but he's not going to finish all the time against Auburn's forwards, and he's not really that much of a worry from three. Meanwhile, if Florida can't play defensively the same way they did in the second half primarily against Auburn, I think that's a benefit to Auburn. I just think it's a case of subtraction by addition for Florida. Getting one of their best players back causes this to be more of a matchup problem for Auburn. So even though I picked Florida in the beginning, you know I got to go with my alma mater. So I'm going to go Auburn.
Well, here's my take on it, and I am going to take Auburn in this game, and it has nothing to do with a revenge factor. I think it has to do with the X factor, and I'm going to tell you in just a second who I think that X factor is going to be. Remember back to the first game of this tournament? You guys remember who we played? We played Alabama State. We were up 3 points at halftime. People wonder, what in the world is going on with Auburn? They've lost three of their last four games coming into the tournament. Now they're struggling with lowly Alabama State. We played better in the second half. We didn't turn the basketball over. Then we got behind to Creighton. Had to come from behind to beat Creighton. Then we struggled and turned the basketball over 10 times in the first half. Our guards had 5 points against Michigan. But somewhere in that locker room of the Michigan game, a message was sent to our guys. I don't know by who or by when, but I can tell you this. They went on a stretch in that second half, you'll remember, 21-2 in about 5 minutes. If Auburn reserts to those 5 minutes that they played like that, I don't care who the opponent. I don't care Florida, Duke, Houston. I don't care. They're not getting beat. If they can go back to their January and that 5 minutes of basketball, I believe that they're going to beat Florida, and I believe they're going to beat Florida by 10 or 12 points. I really do. I think it will be close, but I think Auburn gets a push there toward the end. And the X factor in this game, yeah, you hit the nail on the head, and you did too. Miles Kelly and Tahad Pettiford, Denver Jones especially, they've got to hit shots, okay? And I think CBM will be CBM, but the X factor to me is somebody nobody's even talking about. I think it's time for Chaney Johnson to break out. You know, he played pretty well against Michigan State in the second half the other night with a couple of key blocks. But I just believe Auburn is going to get Florida. So you're going to have Houston and Auburn in your championship game. You're going to have Auburn and Duke in your championship game, Giddens. And I'm going to have Houston and Auburn. So we're all going with Auburn. You know, we'll touch on Monday night real quick. Do you think Auburn pulls it off, any of the three of us, or will it be Duke or Houston? Real quick.
Giddens, this is unfortunate to say, but I think Duke could win. I'd love to see Auburn win it, but I got a feeling that it's Duke. Duke, if Duke's in trouble, what really scares me is the narrative of Duke winning will allow them to get calls as well.
Well, I will say this. I'm going to go back and say it again. I think Auburn wins the national championship, Bauman. I hope they do, but I also think they do, and I could see to where if Florida beats Auburn, Florida will beat Duke because of battle testing. Every night in, every night out in the SEC, those two teams have been tested, none like Duke and none like Houston. Don't get me wrong, there's great teams in the Big 12. There's, you know, some pretty good teams in the ACC, but not like there is the SEC.
Auburn is the only team to have played the other three teams in this Final Four.
Yep.
They lost to Florida, lost to Duke, beat Houston. They're playing Houston in my national championship. I think they get the better of Houston and they win the national championship.
And I will say this. Bruce Pearl and Stephen Pearl are pretty good the second time around they play people. I will say that. So we've got it. That's our picks on the national championship. I will say this with all else that we've said. Do not go to Vegas on what me and Giddens and Bauman tell you, because Giddens had BYU in his national championship. Bauman said, give me liberty or give me death. He's death. I had two of the Final Four picked.